Welcome back to Brian's Spain Domain. We have returned after being away for a couple of weeks, and so I'm a little bit behind on my podcast. Not too much. I already planned some out to be released on their normal date, but this one I'm a little bit behind on, so let's just get started. This summer has been a summer full of sports. For these podcasts on Spain, we talked about Spain's successful run at the Euros, where they won it handily. They were by far the best team in the tournament, and so they deserved to win there. And then as a result, I did a couple of podcasts on the history of Spain related to soccer in the last 30 years, 40 years, and I did a couple of stories that were involving history and soccer. So that's been sort of the big motif this summer. And what I'm going to do is do one more podcast about sports because I think it's appropriate. Just yesterday, they had the closing ceremony of the Paris Olympics. It was a pretty good ceremony, a little bit dull at times, but for the most part, it was nice. And I thought this would be a good time for me to wrap up Spain's performance in these games and mix it in a little bit with how Spain has done in the past. Let's just quickly mention that this year's edition, the Paris Olympics, were very successful overall in terms of sports and also in terms of organization and participation and viewership, I would say. There was some concern that the Olympics were becoming less relevant, receiving less attention, in part because the audiovisual offer out there today is so great with all the platforms and all the different social medias that maybe people, especially younger people, wouldn't be as interested in following them. But that doesn't seem to be the case, thank God. This continues to be, in my opinion, one of the greatest and most beautiful events that we have come up with in modern times. By that I mean since the 19th century. And it still attracts the attention of people from all over the world, and it brings us together. It's so evident when you see those opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies, when you see just people from all over the world together and enjoying that beautiful activity, which is known as sports. And it also gives a chance for a lot of the participants, the competitors in minor sports. I'm not sure if I really like that word, but sports which don't normally get a lot of attention, and they get a chance to have their day in the sun. And it's really cool, and I think people really enjoy it. So today, we are going to focus on how Spain has done, and how Spain has done compared to previous years. So we'll stick in a little history the way I usually do. In the Paris Games, Spain got a total of 18 medals, 5 golds, 4 silver, and 9 bronze medals. And that put it in 15th place overall. And this was pretty much, in that sense, a typical Olympic Games for Spain, at least for the last 30 years, since the 1992 Games, when Spain got 22 medals. That was the year Barcelona hosted the Games, and as is typical of most of these Games, the host country normally experiences a bump in results in the harvesting of medals, and that's exactly what happened in 1992. Before that, Spain's performance in the Olympic Games since 1896, actually since 1900, that was the first time it participated, has been, let's say, discreet, underwhelming, and that can be attributed to a lot of things. But anyway, that's why you had this big increase in 1992. Spain participated in the Games for the first time in Paris, actually in 1900. 8 athletes went, and it won 1 gold medal in Basque pelota, which is basically, if it's not the same, it's a version of highlight. So it's logical that the Spanish would win that. But then after that, its results, its performance up until 1992 were pretty low key, pretty modest by comparison to what they do now. Its best year came in 1980 in the Moscow Games when Spain got three, no, excuse me, six medals, one gold, three silvers, and two bronze. But overall, even in the 80s, there was six that year, five in 84, and in Seoul in 1988, they got four. So that was basically their average, the typical performance. And then 1992 came around, and they did a lot better. It is true that 422 athletes participated. That's still a record for Spain, but they did very well. They got 13 gold medals, seven silvers, and two bronze. They have never matched that result, but they've been pretty consistent since then. In Atlanta, they got 17 medals. In Sydney, it dipped. That was sort of a big drop. They went down to 11. And then in Athens in 2004, they went up to 20 medals. In Beijing, 19 medals. And in London in 2012, they got 20 medals again. And that was the last time they got 20 or better. Since then, in Rio, it was 17. In Tokyo, 17 again. And now in Paris, 18. On one hand, that's good. They've been pretty consistent. But I have to say that this year there was talk of Spain possibly breaking that record of 22 medals. So expectations were a little higher. And Spain also got to 18 thanks to some pretty good results in the last 3 days. I mean, I think they were around 10 on Wednesday or Thursday, and then just jumped up to 18 in the final few days, saving the day pretty much. But as I was saying, from what I've read and heard, there was some hope that the results would actually be better than usual, breaking the 22 mark, but that hasn't happened. Anyway, before I get into the individual results in terms of the medals, I could just maybe tell you what some of the sports Spain excels at. The best sport it's done in the Olympic Games has always been sailing. Of the 187 medals overall that they've won in the summer sports, in the summer games, 22 have come from sailing. So that's over, well over 10%. And that's also in terms of gold. They have 14 medals in gold. Canoeing has also traditionally been a strong sport, and also the kayak. They've won 23 medals there. And athletics, well, they've done pretty well. They've won 20 medals overall, but it's sort of sporadic and it doesn't center or focus on any particular skill, with the exception of one, which is walking, you know, the 20K walks, you know, and the 50K walks and things like that. I would say Spain has done best in that department. And then in other areas like the 1500 or the triple jump and things like that, it's been a little bit more sporadic. Just every once in a while, a Spaniard comes up and wins a medal and possibly a gold, like what happened this year. But it isn't as consistent. The Spaniards have also done well in cycling, which isn't too surprising because Spain has a long tradition in this sport, as well as tennis. They've won 15 medals there. Although only two golds, I think those both went to Rafa Nadal. And then in some of the sports like judo and taekwondo, the martial arts, that's also traditionally been one of Spain's stronger sports. In any event, getting to the 2024 Paris Games, let's talk about who did what in terms of medals, starting with gold. We start off with Diego Botin and Florian Trittel. They won a gold in sailing. No surprise there in the men's 49er category. That was all that Spain did in sailing. So, in a certain way, that was good, but it's a little disappointing. And then Maria Perez and Alvaro Martin, they won the gold in the mixed marathon walk relay. Good for them. And then the men's under 23 football team won a gold. They won the final. They beat France in a very exciting final. They were actually down 1-0, and they scored three, and they were up 3-1 at the half, and then the French tied it up at the very end. So they went into overtime, and then Spain scored two really good goals to win it. Now, soccer, even though it's been an Olympic sport for pretty much as long as anyone can remember, still sort of a controversial choice because in soccer or football, you have the World Cup, you have the Euros, you have the Copa de America, you have some pretty big tournaments where the best players play and the best teams compete. And many sports pundits believe that it doesn't really make sense to have an under 23 football team when every other sport and competition has the best in the world competing against each other. And here you might have very good players and very good teams, but you just don't have the best. And on top of that, you have these excellent tournaments. So football has its moment. There's really no need for it to be in the Olympics, but it's always been there. And I think the Olympic Committee also likes it because it's popular with people. The fourth gold went to Jordan Diath in track and field. This is the one I was telling you about, the men's triple jump. He did a great job. That was a fantastic feat for Spanish athletics. But once again, that's sort of an isolated case. It's not as if the Spanish are consistently among the best in these areas. And then the women's water polo team did very well too. They won a gold, so they won their tournament. Water polo is also one of Spain's biggest sports, and the men's team is also among the best in the world. You'll have to excuse me if I don't mention all the players on both teams, the football team or the water polo team. And then we move on to the silvers. Maria Perez in athletics, she won the women's 20K walk. So once again, that's another medal for that category, which has been one of Spain's best categories over the years. And then we had tennis and Carlos Alcaraz. Four-time Grand Slam winner. He played in the final against Djokovic, who was seeking his first gold medal in the Olympics, and probably the only big title that he hadn't won in his illustrious career. It was basically Djokovic's last chance, and he played as if it was his last chance. He played great. He was unstoppable. It was a fantastic match. It was 2 out of 3. It only went two sets, but there were two fantastic sets. They were just belting the ball and playing great tennis. But Djokovic, he was just better that day. And Carlos, who is only 21, will have surely more chances in the future. And it's pretty safe to predict that he will probably win a gold medal at some time. Another silver medal went to the women's 3-on-3 basketball, and they came in second in that tournament. And then we went to boxing. Spain actually has an old tradition in boxing, but I would say since the 90s hasn't really had much to say. And we had Ayub Gadfa, who came in second, excuse me, he got the silver in the men's super heavyweight. So that was a big deal there. Going on to the bronze medals, there were nine. Another boxer named Emmanuel Reyes, he got the bronze in the men's heavyweight. So that was two medals for boxing. Then we had Francisco Garrigós, who got a bronze in judo, men's 60 kilos. And then in athletics, in track and field, Alvaro Martin got third place in the men's 20-kilometer walk. So that was another medal for that category. And then we had canoeing in the kayak K1 men's slalom. Pau Etchanith in an exciting run, and he came in third. It wasn't expected at first, and that was really good news. And back to tennis, we had Cristina Buxa and Sara Sorribes, who came in third in women's doubles. That was also exciting because I believe they had only been playing together for about 4 months. So it was pretty amazing that they could pull together an effective play as a team. So that's one of the big surprises and pleasant surprises. The women's artistic swimming, which used to be called synchronized swimming, came in third. They generally do well, or at least have done well over the last 15 years. So that was good for them. And then we had two more bronze medals for canoeing, Joan Antoni Moreno and Diego Dominguez, who got the men's C2 500 meters. And the other went to Saul Craviato, Carlos Arevalo, Marcus Cooper, and Rodrigo Hermade, who got third in the men's K4 500. And finally, the men's handball team, they won the match for third place to get the bronze medal. It was good for them, although they had just lost the semifinal against Germany in a heartbreaker. It was an excellent game right down to the wire, but Germany won. And I know this team had its sights set on winning, but still they got a medal, so that was good for them. And that wraps it up for the medal winners. There were also a whole slew of what they call diploma winners, the fourth and fifth and sixth place competitors, people who were just shy of getting a medal. So in that sense, their performance or Spain's performance was pretty decent. It was solid. But once again, they were hoping for more, but Spain is showing promise. So we'll have to see what happens 4 years from now in the next games, which are going to be held in Los Angeles after 2 weeks of nonstop sports. Thanks to streaming, we're pretty much overdosed with sports this year, this summer. So I think it's time to take a break and quite possibly do some sports instead of just watch it. And we'll wait 4 years for the next edition of the Olympic Games. And it will also be our final podcast, at least for the moment, on Spanish sports. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Please leave us any questions or comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel and subscribe. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very, very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.